Hello, my name is Nash Miller, and welcome to the Lotion Boys podcast. Over the course of today's episode, we will be discussing the War on Terror, but more specifically, the effects of the War on Terror on America's society, culture, and security. I'm joined by my fellow Lotion Boys, Harrison Gwynn and Jose Sierra. If you're new to the podcast, make sure to like, donate, and continue listening. Without further ado, let's get into it.
First, we'll start with some background on the War on Terror. It's been going on for 17 years and 8 months and has defined most of the 21st century so far. The War on Terror was a military campaign launched by the U.S. government after the terrorist attacks on 9/11.
It greatly increased U.S. involvement in the Middle East with the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The purpose was to free these countries from the control of tyrannical governments such as the Taliban in Afghanistan and Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
Obviously, in 2019, we've seen that this didn't really work, as Iraq became a breeding ground for terrorist groups such as ISIS after the fall of Hussein, and Afghanistan is still in ruins.
But back then, it seemed like a pretty good idea, since they believed Al-Qaeda was in Afghanistan.
And in 2003, the U.S. invaded Iraq believing they had weapons of mass destruction, such as chemical weapons and nukes.
But at the high point of the Afghanistan war, there were over 100,000 American troops stationed. There have been around 2,372 U.S. military deaths and 31,000 civilian deaths in the Afghanistan war.
Isn't that about, like, the half the population of Lafayette?
Yeah, the population of Lafayette was around 72,000 last time I checked.
And in Iraq, at the high point of the war, over 170,000 U.S. troops were in the country, and it's estimated that up to 182,000 civilians were killed from 2003 to 2018.
U.S. intervention in the Middle East has had a huge effect on politics at home. Even today, almost 18 years later, it's still an important topic in politics.
Yeah, so it's not only affected people in the Middle East, but it's directed parts of our government.
Yeah, for example, the Benghazi attack in 2012, where the U.S. Embassy in Libya was attacked by a terrorist group and resulted in the death of the U.S. Ambassador to Libya, J. Christopher Stevens.
Hillary Clinton, who was the Secretary of State at the time, was blamed for the ambassador's death due to the fact she didn't give the orders for security to respond to the threat earlier, which strengthened the Republican Party's support.
Yeah, there was even a movie made about that called 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. I love that movie.
I really like that movie, too. I thought it really highlighted the imperfections of our security system and just how vulnerable America is.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good way to see how the Middle East was affected by the U.S. intervention.
I wish we could talk about more, but that about wraps it up. Thank you for joining us on the first and only episode of the Lotion Boys podcast. I'm your host, Nash Miller. Have a lovely evening.
Lotion Boys podcast brought to you in part by Denise Grader, teaching students at McCutcheon High School, Toyota, Let's Go Places, and Goldfish, the snack that smiles back.